What a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the cellist Amit Pellet, who is giving a concert called Amit's Musical Journey, and a journey with my Jewishness. So yeah. Really, this goes all the way back to your childhood from the beginning. Yeah.
So the whole idea of this program was to find a way to share with the public the person behind the cello and the voice that comes through the cello and the personality of that voice, not just through the language of music, but the language of English and Hebrew. And the point is to share my journey of where I started in a small kibbutz in Israel, being a basketball player, falling in love with a girl who played cello. And that's why I started cello. And then going through the motions of being a cellist, going to the Israeli army, and then having a full scholarship at Yale, and ended up being a professor here at Johns Hopkins for music and playing on the cello of Pablo Casals.
And of course, there is a strong thread of Jewish music that goes through the program. But I'm interested also in some of the Protestant musicians. I mean, I think that with somebody who is a cellist, you couldn't not have one at the Bach cello suites, right?
Yeah.
So you have the first one. But then the other person whose music is so evocative of the Jewish life, and yet Max Bruch was a Protestant, not Jewish, and yet Kol Nidre is just so evocative.
Yeah, the mix of the pieces is actually the mix of who I am as a person, as a musician. And I wanted to share with the public, of course, my roots. And that's why I started the program with the song Eli Eli, oh God, which is a song I used to hear my mother sing to me all the time. And that's maybe the first sound of music that drew me into music. But then this mix of Bach suite, the first suite, that was the first piece I played ever on the cello. I couldn't play it, but it was on my music stand. And my teacher asked me every week to start the lesson with it. And I didn't understand why does he want to hear that noise early on in my development. Later on, he explained to me when I could play it that the first suite is like the story of creation. And you get back to it in life as a child, as a teenager, as an adult, as a father, as an old man. And you always look at it differently. And that's what he wanted me to understand from day one playing the cello. And I do go back to it all the time. And the Bach first suite will be second in the program. But after that, I wanted to play the most Jewish piece, as you said, written by a Protestant. But it's most representative of us Jewish people, and the Kol Nidre. It's a prayer that even if you're not religious like me, and you don't, let's say, practice it, I hope my rabbi doesn't hear it, but don't practice it regularly, on Yom Kippur, you go to synagogue and you fast and you reflect on all the bad things that you did during the year and to ask for forgiveness. And I think Bruch was so affected by the prayer and the meaning of it, he went with a friend to synagogue to hear it. He went back home and wrote it down right away. And I've heard many people after those concerts saying that even though they're not Jewish, they felt most attached to this piece. And I think that's why Bruch had to put it down on paper. So maybe I would say that's the highlight of the program, to share the story of the piece and to share the piece itself, and then to move along with the other Jewish pieces and the other pieces in the program.
These are just some of the works that are on this program. Amit's Musical Journey, The Journey with My Jewishness. This is a program that cellist Amit Pellet is presenting with pianist Solomon Eichner. And this will be at Har Sinai Oheb Shalom Congregation on Park Heights Avenue. This is Sunday, December the 8th at 3. More information is at 410-358-0105. What a pleasure, Amit, to share your story. Thank you.
Thank you very much.